Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, we got a great topic today, guys. It's a word I can't pronounce, but I can pronounce the way we're going to describe it. And that is PT-141. And you attempt the other one.
I think it's bremelanotide. Or something close to that.
But we're going to keep with PT-141.
Its other name is PT-141. That's what most people know it by. We're going to stick with that one. That one's easy.
PT-141. Yeah. What is it?
Okay. So PT-141 is a melanocyte stimulating hormone that affects sexual arousal.
Interesting.
So it's a type of peptide that we can take, but the benefit that we're getting out of PT-141 is arousal.
Is this for men and women?
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it creates enhanced libido and better erections with this. So for women, it's actually been approved. There's actually an FDA version of this that's been approved for treating HSDD, hypoactive sexual desire disorder.
That's super fascinating. You know, I've heard PT-141 a lot, and mm-hmm. I have no idea that's what it was for.
Yep. Super so it treats ED in men, low libido in women, or just overall low libido. It can also help to increase energy and enhances sexual enjoyment. So
okay.
Things can feel better, too.
Okay.
So this is working differently than most medications for ED. Like, you know, you think ED in men, Cialis, Viagra, something like that.
Okay.
Those are triggering the cardiovascular system.
Right.
This is actually triggering the nervous system. So it's working in a completely different way.
Would people ever use both of them at the same time, or is that overkill?
Probably would be overkill.
Okay, it's just working on a different system.
Yeah, it's just working differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, for women, there's not a lot of medicines out there that are approved for women.
Right.
You know, sometimes you'll use things off-label, but this is actually has been researched and has an FDA approval for treatment in women.
That's super fascinating.
Yeah. So this peptide, interestingly, was developed from melanotin 2, which I think we have a video on melanotin.
We do.
So in studying melanotin, they also started seeing that there was increased arousal. Men would be able to have erections easier. And they're like, what's that? So they dug a little bit deeper. And this piece of that peptide is what does that. So they've isolated this out of melanotin too.
So I'm assuming with PT-141, you're not going to have the tanning effect.
You can have a little bit of the tanning effect. So the melanotin too, the whole benefit out of that is the tanning. Go back and watch that one if you're interested.
Right.
This one does still maintain some of those tanning properties.
Interesting.
So, you know, happy other benefit side effect of it. You might get a little bit more tan with it too.
You're going to look better too.
You're going to look good. You're going to feel great. Everything's going to feel great. So this can be taken either through an injection or through a nose spray. Always injections are the most potent way to do things. But if we are like super adverse to needles for some reason, there is a nose spray for it.
Interesting. And totally off topic, but I didn't realize Synapsin, which is a nose spray, is also a peptide.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
We have a Synapsin video.
We do.
And I had to rewatch. I was like, oh. It's a peptide.
Yeah. There's lots of peptides.
And it's a nose spray, but mm-hmm. you're saying PT-141 is a nose spray.
It can be done in a nose spray as well. Yeah. So dosing for this, typically it's 1 milligram for men, 2 milligrams for women is the typical dosing on this. If we're doing injection, anywhere from 30 minutes to 6 hours prior to planned sexual activity. If we're doing the nose spray, 30 minutes to an hour prior. You can feel the benefits as quickly as 30 to 45 minutes. Some people, it can take longer. So it's just figuring out your body, how your body responds to it, when you really need to take it. The big thing with this one, I advise a maximum of 8 doses per month. So it only comes in a tiny little vial, but it's going to last a while because this is not something you're taking on a daily basis.
Got it. It's kind of like as needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So 8 doses per month, twice weekly. And one of the reasons is that the half-life of this can remain effective in your system for 24 to 36 hours after injection.
Okay.
So we're getting some prolonged benefits from it. Side effect. Number one side effect with this is headaches and nausea, which, considering that you're doing this to try to increase libido and be more in the mood, feeling nauseous is probably not the ideal thing with it.
No.
Not everybody gets that effect, but that is the number one thing.
Okay.
typically with that, it's going to pass pretty quickly. So if you realize like, okay, I take my shot and 30 minutes later, I'm really nauseated, but at an hour it passes, then take it an hour and a half to 2 hours before planned activities.
Is there taking it with food or anything like that that might help? Or?
Usually if you've got something on your stomach, it's going to help some.
Okay.
But yeah, so headache, flushing, nausea, and then injection site redness are the most common side effects.
And you're saying if you can wait 30 minutes mm-hmm. post that, it'll wear off.
It usually wears off. Yeah. Okay. And nausea is one of the side effects with the melanotin too as well. Okay. And usually that passes within 30 to 45 minutes.
One question I have is, can you take it or should you take it 2 days in a row? Like say you got 8 doses in a month. Mm-hmm. Say you want to do it. You shouldn't do 2 days in a row.
I wouldn't. But okay. It's still effective in your system that next day because okay. that 24 to 36 hours, I usually recommend spacing it out a couple of days between shots.
Super interesting. Yeah. PT-141 and the other word is?
Bremelanotide.
Bremelanotide. Bremelanotide PT-141. We're going to link below the episodes of Explain This to Melanotan 2 so you guys can check that out. Robin, is that a show?
That's a show.
That's a show. Guys, Explain This. We will see y'all next time. Don't go away. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.